I think the first thing to say is that it is significant that the British Cabinet have approved the draft withdrawal agreement. I think it's very welcome that that has happened, but you are right in pointing out that this is only one step in rather a long political process. We know that the agreement will have to go before the House of Commons. The British Prime Minister will be making a statement about the detail of that agreement, and lots of people are speculating on how the vote might turn out. The vote is likely to be in December, and I think none of us can accurately predict that. I imagine there will have to be a great deal of soul searching within the body politic of the United Kingdom to look calmly and coldly at what's on the table and if there is a better alternative. Very clearly, the British Prime Minister said that this is the best deal that she could get and that the alternative is no deal or no Brexit. So I imagine that there are people thinking very deeply about a decision that they will have to make. But to some extent, we have to step back. We can only watch. We would, of course, hope that things will go well, but we cannot really do anything about the internal workings of this document through the House of Commons. But I dare say some people will not support it. Others may find a way of coming towards supporting. But in the end, the numbers will speak.
And when those numbers, one of the options that you mentioned was no deal. If that were to happen, that means even the backstop doesn't even apply. And it was interesting that the British Prime Minister, when she gave three options yesterday, she included no Brexit. That's a first, really, in the 2 years, where she said that, you know, no Brexit. To actually even suggest that seems to be a change of heart.
Yeah, I thought the Prime Minister's speech was very strong, very clear and very well delivered, because she was setting out her belief that this is the best deal and also stating what the options might be. And I think that was to try and focus the minds of people in Cabinet, but clearly people in the House of Commons. And yes, it perhaps was the first time that this was mentioned by the British Prime Minister herself. It is not, I think, her wish to do that, but on the other hand, politically, she spoke about talking from the head and the heart on this matter. She does have to be very clear and very calm and very collected, because she is under unprecedented political pressure from the opposition and from her own ranks. And I think many would say that she's standing the test of this pressure well. To her credit, she has delivered on her principled commitment to no hard border on the island of Ireland. And I think that really is a strengthening of the trust between our two countries. I always believed she would deliver on that principle. It just took some time to come to a decision. But on the other hand, we do have to take account of how principled she is as Prime Minister. There's also in this withdrawal agreement the possibility to extend the transition period, to look at a future relationship. So, you know, the detail is there, and I hope that my counterparts in the House of Commons will look at the detail and the options.
Yeah, and time is of the essence as well, with the summit now scheduled as well.
Indeed, time is of the essence. The summit is scheduled for the end of this month. I think from a practical and a political point of view, I am relieved that we are going to be dealing with all of this before the end of this year, rather than limping into a new year with such uncertainty. So let's just take it step by step. The Council will meet. We hope that that will work its way through. The House of Commons will vote. We have to watch very carefully the outcome of that vote. The European Parliament will then pick up the baton, and we will make our decisions in the new year. So things can be interrupted by unforeseen circumstances and unforeseen votes, but we have to stand ready to react to whatever the outcome is.